My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Line. He's back to work tonight. He covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram. He is Mr. Chris Ossenheimer. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Did you finish the round or are you at the turn?
Yeah, I'm not playing today.
Oh, I figured you would because it's so gorgeous out.
No.
I was going to try to live vicariously through you.
No, no. I've played a lot, though, and I have a big outing coming up tomorrow. So
okay. Nice. Well, good. Congratulations to you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Rest up.
All right. Tell me it was a blip on the radar screen and things aren't going south for the Guardians as they won 7-11 in 18 games leading into the All-Star break.
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping, huh? I mean, that it wasn't great, obviously. You start off with, you think, you know, you have San Diego and then Detroit coming in, so you think maybe you can build up a little momentum that way because those teams aren't very good. But clearly that didn't work out the same way in Detroit before the All-Star break. So, you would hope that it is. And but, you know, you're going to have these – they've been able to avoid any long losing streaks. So, I mean, it wasn't going to go – swimmingly the whole season. So, I mean, again, you come into the All-Star break 4 games up. I mean, I think everybody would have taken that when the season started. So, hopefully there's some momentum coming right now, right out of the break with this homestand.
Chris, what has been your biggest surprise of the first half for this team?
I guess I would say, just that they've been able to win. I mean, and they haven't been crushing it offensively, and they haven't had great starting pitching. They've just won a lot of close games. And I guess if you're going to point to an area, I would say the bullpen, especially when Stephen went down. You thought that might be a sore spot this year, and it's been anything but. It's basically carried the team through the first half.
Chris Ossenheimer joining us. Other than the one game recently where Austin Hedges had to bat in a game-winning situation because he was the only guy left, they didn't have anybody left on the bench, anything you can think of that Stephen Vogt hasn't done well so far this season?
No. I mean, you got to go on what the win-loss record is, and he's got the best record in the American League. So he certainly has done a whole lot that you can point to. Sure, and he's even admitted that there's been some instances, but you can expect that, and it hasn't been a ton of them. And again, the winning, you know, makes everything look good. If you're winning, it doesn't really matter. You're always making the right moves if you're winning. But I can't point to a thing where you could say, oh, I wish, you know, maybe he'd have done this more or this, or he's not using the bullpen this way or that. I mean, he's manager of the year right now. I mean, that's clear. So he hasn't made too many wrong moves.
It's been impressive, Chris. I mean, the way that he's been able to just take this roster and use all 25 guys on the roster at any given point. Like, it's just, it has been so impressive how he has mixed and matched all of this all season long and has everybody playing on top of it. That's what's blown me away more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I mean, they don't have, I mean, outside of Jose Naylor and Stephen Kwan, I guess you can maybe say Jimenez to a point, but he really hasn't shown a whole lot of that all-star pedigree this year. And you're right, there's guys, you know, and then the rest is just mix and match like he's done. And basically he's had to do that, though, because there's no other guys. I mean, maybe there'll be some guys coming at the trade deadline, but right now he's basically had to go with all these guys. And for the most part, the Triple-A guys that have come up that you didn't expect to see this year, Noel Martinez, Daniel Schneeman. I mean, those guys have performed too. There hasn't been a guy who's really come up and failed. And that says something about Stephen Vogt, but it also says something about those guys. You know, all of them are at least pulling their weight in some way on any given night.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us. He's the Guardians beat reporter for the Chronicle-Telegram. Right now in AAA, you have Logan Allen, you have Tristan McKenzie, you have Joey Cantillo, who's still waiting to make his major league debut, and he pitched pretty well his last time out. First of all, two parts here. Why is Logan Allen in AAA? And of those three, rank them in order to impact the major league team the rest of the season.
Logan Allen, why he hasn't been consistent. He's not throwing strikes. He's walking guys. He's going four innings. And, you know, I know he wasn't happy. Clearly, who's going to be happy with this? But I also think that part of the reason he's there, and I don't know, I have no inside information about this, but the way he reacted when he was taken out, you know, if
looked up to the sky,
well,
didn't look at Stephen Vogt.
Right. And he had a comment after the game, you know, if I have 150 pitches, I want to go out there. And it's like, well, you shouldn't have 150 pitches, first of all.
Yeah.
But, I think that probably, you know, they may have been sending him down anyway, but that certainly sealed the deal right there. You know, this guy clearly, instead of saying, wow, wish I could have been more efficient and gone longer, he's got his head up in the air like, oh, I can't believe you're taking me out. When he's also given up, you know, pretty much a home run a start too. So right. There's that as well. And as far as impact, I'd like to say Tristan McKenzie, because I think overall, if he's healthy, he can be a two or a three. And maybe he's even shown signs that he could be a one when he's completely healthy. I mean, what, he had that one hitter in Detroit a couple years ago. But I don't think he's healthy. So I just don't, unless he has that surgery, then you're going to get the same basic results. I mean, his one AAA outing, I think he gave up two homers. I'm not sure, but, yeah, I don't think that's, I guess, Cantillo would be the guy who I don't think Logan Allen's finding it anytime soon. So, and I don't even know if that's going to be the case, but he would be the next guy, I guess, that would have a chance, and I would think he would get a chance here soon.
You think Allen might be down in AAA for a while, Chris?
I do. Because I think they're going to get someone at the deadline. I mean, it's wishful thinking, and there's all sorts of teams want starting pitching. I get that. And they're usually, when they're in competition, they usually don't fare very well in that regard. But Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see he hasn't pitched well all season long. There's been no flashes really from him. He's basically, when he's had a good outing, it's been a six inning outing and, you know, 2-3 runs. It's just the ERA is too much. He's walking too many guys. Hasn't been effective. I don't know. Again, I could be wrong. I mean, they might have to turn to him, but at this point, I see him being down there for a little bit.
If Chris Ossenheimer was the GM of this ball club, who would he go get?
Go get a starting pitcher and a corner outfielder who's got some power. I mean, the names that you've heard floated out there are all from teams that are out of it, clearly, by now. But there's not a ton of teams that are out of it right now. I mean, the Guardians have the best record in the division, and they're in the American League, and they got a 4-game lead in their division. You would think that would be a little more. So there's a lot of teams that are vying. So I don't know what's going to be out there, but you have to do anything. You have to get a starting pitcher. And if you can get a corner outfielder that can help, like a Jay Bruce guy when they got him back in the day.
Brent Rooker, maybe of Oakland?
What? Yeah, sure. That would be great. I mean, that's another weapon in your lineup. And, you know, that situation moving forward, I don't think anyone expects Will Brennan to be the starting right fielder on an everyday basis. You know, I think he's a good extra outfielder, but I don't know, with this team, that he has to be. So, yeah, I mean, I'd get both those guys if I could. I mean, if I can get a starting pitcher first and foremost, that's what I'm doing. But if I have the luxury of getting both, and I'm certainly going to examine the corner outfielder.
Well, and it's funny, Chris, because it's slim pickings out there because they added that extra wild card spot. So now everybody's in it, which is, right. You know, hey, you add it to the playoffs, but you kind of hurt yourself a little bit when it comes to trade deadline fun. But the thing is, man, outside of the O's, I'm not really, like, afraid of anybody in the American League. Like, I feel like the door is open, that if you wanted to grab it and make a run to the World Series, this is a year that you could do it. Because the Yanks are down, the Astros are down, the Mariners can't hit. Like, there's a lot of different teams that are in the middle of this thing outside of the Orioles that I think the Guardians are better than.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're better than the Yankees right now. I don't know. I don't see those. I still see those teams as postseason threats. The Guardians, the way they're currently built, I don't see that. I see them as having a chance to win the division, but I don't see them making a long run in the postseason with, you know, Tanner Bibee and Ben Lively is your 1-2. That doesn't leave me confident. And you expect the Astros to find it at some point, and certainly going into the postseason, I don't see them as a better team. The Guardians is a better team than the Astros. Mariners, yeah, sure. I mean, they don't scare me, but unless they add something that you're at the deadline, that makes you, you know, hey, okay, that's a nice little move right there. Nice big move, excuse me. Then maybe I'll talk about that. But if currently situated, I just don't see them as a postseason contender.
I agree with you there. They got to make a move, and I think the door's open.
And let me throw this one to follow that up. Chris, I love that you threw in a bat and a corner outfielder at the trade deadline, because, along with the starting pitcher. Because tell me what your level of concern is about this. Every month this season, in counting March and April as one month, the scoring for this team has gone down. 5.2, 5.0, 4.6 in June, 3.6 runs per game so far in July, and they've scored 5 runs in the last 4 games. How big of a concern?
Well, it has to be a concern, because this is basically what you thought was going to happen from the start of the season. So I guess there's a silver lining, because this is how you expected them to perform the entire season, and they above expectations by far. But now the league has maybe had some time to adjust. The pitchers have had time to adjust, and you're not seeing guys like Tyler Freeman and Brian Rocchio or those guys having the same success that maybe they did earlier when everybody was hitting. But it has to be a concern, because, you know, I mean, if you don't have the top shelf starting pitching, you got to score, and they're not doing that right now. So it's most definitely a concern.
Have fun tonight, buddy. And, great to talk looking ahead for the Guardians. Is the first half of the season has been incredible. Hopefully the second half comes close. Thank you, Chris.
Hit him straight, dude.
All right, guys. See ya.
Chris Ossenheimer, Chronicle Telegram, covers the Guardians. If you're looking for great coverage, Chris will give it to you right there at the Chronicle Telegram. And he joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you expect in the second half of the season from this team? Dan and I will tell you what we expect coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.